Welcome to YouBroomIT.com podcast, for love and the mysteries of life, meet a girl with a big opinion about everything. Today's installment is how to market your home-based business. Now, here's your host, Katie Hale. Yay!
Thank you for that introduction, Doc. Again, as you said, today we are going to talk about how to market your work-at-home business. I know this one's something that everyone's interested in. As we've talked about all the different ways you can make money from home, you need to be able to get your name out there and get more customers. So we really want to talk about how to market yourself. While this changes and varies for different subjects and types of businesses, the general concept is the same. And so we're going to cover a few basic things that you need to know on how to market yourself and how to be more successful as a work-at-home entrepreneur. We're going to cover what to do with social media. We're going to cover how to use networking events to your benefit. We'll talk about branding yourself, what's needed to make yourself a brand. And we're going to talk about how to use your sphere of influence to your advantage. These are important aspects to being successful in any business, but especially in a work-at-home business. As you set out as a business entrepreneur, it's really important to look at all of the specific things that you need to be successful. It doesn't start just with having a great idea or a great quality product or getting into the right market at the right time. You also need to build your reputation and to build your own name and market yourself. And so we hope that these tips today are going to help you to market yourself easily in your community and in the areas that you need to market yourself to be successful with your business. So let's get started with social media. How to market yourself with social media. Here is one of the most important things in today's work-at-home business environment is marketing yourself in social media. Everyone has a Facebook fan page, a Twitter follow feed. We have Pinterest boards. We have Instagram accounts. We have LinkedIn accounts. You can connect with people on a personal and business level all over social media. When you have contests and giveaways, where do they tell you to go? Go like our Facebook page. Go follow our Twitter account. Retweet this. Like our Instagram photo. Click and pin this object on our Pinterest board. Those are ways that brands are connecting. Look at what the big brands are doing. Last year at the Super Bowl, Pepsi did a huge promotion. Go like our Facebook page and you get a free Pepsi coupon. Millions of free Pepsis were given out worldwide. Why? Because people went to the Pepsi Facebook page. They clicked like, they printed a coupon, and they got a free product. Who doesn't want something for free? We all want something for free. Social media gives you the ability to reach out to people outside of your immediate sphere of influence and build a brand. Social media is excellent. There are a few things to consider, though, with social media. You want quality connections. There are a lot of companies out there that you can hire to help you get followers on social media. The problem with many of these companies, not all, but many, is that they are paying for likes. They are going for, I'm going to pay these people $1 each to go like your page. Well, they're not quality connections, are they? If someone is being paid to follow you, they don't really have a genuine interest in you. So when you're looking for social media followers, you want to find people in the same product, the same niche as you. You want people to follow you because they care about what you have to give them, because they have interest, not just because someone paid them to do it, not just because, oh, this is interesting for me to possibly win this. You want good quality connections. Giveaways are a great way to drive traffic to your site, to drive traffic to your business. But at the same time, you want to limit those to things that people really are genuinely excited about regarding what you have to offer them. You don't want to give away a gift card to a local restaurant when you yourself are a chef. If you are running a personal chef's business, you're going to be a personal chef for people. You don't want to give away a gift certificate to your competitor, do you? No. You want to build your business, not someone else's. So quality connections. When you're looking at social media, you want to target the people who have the same ideas, the same desires, the same needs that what your business is there to fit. No matter what your business is, if you're a blogger, if you clean houses in your community, if you're a handyman, if you craft or crochet great, gorgeous hats and scarves or bags, no matter what your business is, you want quality connections of people who actually want or need your services. You also want appropriate commentary on your social media. unless your business is to provide crude humor, you want to avoid crude humor on your business page. You want to avoid controversial topics, unless that is, in fact, your business. You want to present a professional appearance at all times. You are a business. That means you should act professionally. So social media can be fun. You can react to people. You can comment back and forth. You can follow your favorite politicians or bloggers or comedians. And it's great to do that and have fun with that. But you want to do that outside of your business page. You want your business page to maintain a professional appearance. That means no cursing, no name calling, no crude humor. You need to be professional. If it wouldn't be acceptable in a 9-to-5 professional business environment, then it shouldn't be on your social media page. No sexual harassment, no sexual innuendos, no crude humor, no vulgarity. These are things that should not be on your social media page. You want to create a business appearance. If you are setting up your social media, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, the thousands of other social media forums out there, those are your common ones. But whatever your social media account is, you want to make sure that it is professional in appearance. You want quality professional appearance to put out there. You don't want your selfie duck face photo as your profile picture. You want your business logo or a professional headshot. Now, I have to admit, I'm guilty of the selfies. I love the selfies. I have fun with it. It's part of the humor that I present sometimes on my site. But as a website and a blogger, I can get away with a little bit more of that on occasion for specific reasons than someone perhaps who is trying to present a professional wedding planning business. You don't want to have your Halloween selfie in your costume necessarily to be your professional headshot on your website. You want your website social media to present a business-like appearance. It's very important to become professional in all social media outlets. Marketing your work-at-home business on social media can take you from just an average work-at-home business where you sell a few things a day. It can boost you to millions of fans, millions of page views on your website, and millions of clients and customers. Social media right now in this day and time is one of the biggest driving forces in business. Now, this is likely to change in the next 5 to 10 years, but right now it's very important to look at that and utilize it to the best of your ability. Number two, we're going to look at networking events. How to market your work-at-home business through local networking events. Now, this can be local, it can be regional, it can be national. I recommend looking at conferences that deal with what your business is. Do you have a local conference or local program, bazaar, fair, crafting event? So maybe you have a home improvement business. And like my community has a weekend each year, it's the home improvement fair type thing where our local convention center is set up with tons of home improvement businesses. We have computer repair, we have roofers, we have local floor sites, we have you know, the company that puts in pools and waterfalls, and we have landscaping companies. It's a big home improvement center, home improvement event. It's a weekend long event where each person has a booth. You set up a booth, you have people come by, they can enter for giveaways. It gets your name out in your local community. Conferences and events like that are excellent for helping you build your work at home business. Sometimes they require an upfront investment to rent a booth, but that's also a time where you can look at other people with similar or complementary businesses and you can say, hey, do you want to split this cost with me? We'll both go in halves and we'll share a booth together. It's almost always going to be something you can do. For crafting or food concept businesses, or perhaps you're making dips or cookies or home canned jams and jellies or soups and things of those nature, or crafts like, you know, your wood crafts, Christmas ornaments or crocheted or hair bows or kids clothing, handmade sewn items. All of those are great for bazaars and fairs, craft fairs. Most communities will have some kind of holiday bazaar. They will have a craft fair a couple of times a year. You want to look at those and you want to invest the money for a booth to market yourself there. Once you get yourself out there and you have your product in front of people, especially people that are outside your sphere of influence, direct sphere of influence, you have word of mouth. Someone buys your jar of apple butter at the local craft fair this year. They go home and it's the best sugar-free apple butter they've ever had. Well, not only are they going to contact you on your website or your telephone number or your email that you have on the card that you put in the bag with the jar they bought, they're probably going to tell other people about you. And then you have residual income coming in because your sphere of influence just grew by 10, 15, 20 people because of that one jar of jelly you sold at the craft fair. So while you have an investment for being in an event to network with other people, you may have to pay a booth fee or something of that nature. You want to invest that money because that money can turn around, and not only can you make the money back at the craft fair itself, you will have repeat return customers and word of mouth customers as a result. Another thing to look at is getting involved with your local chamber of commerce. Local chambers of commerce often have small business events once a month where you go, you have cocktail hour, a meet and greet, you meet other local businesses, other local entrepreneurs. It's a great place to network with people in your community who may not know about you, about what you have to offer. You go talk to them, you speak to them about what you have to offer, and they get to know you a little bit. You give them business cards, they give you theirs, and you help each other out. This works great for small businesses and communities where you want to keep your business a little more localized. It's great for startup businesses. It's good to get your name out in the community. These events also often are covered by your local newspapers or local television and stations, local radio. All of those might get your name out a little bit. You get a photo op with someone like your mayor. Perhaps your mayor shows up at the Chamber of Commerce. You take a time to have a photo op with that person, ends up on the front page of your local newspaper the next day. You've just boosted your sales because you've gotten your name out a little bit more. Lastly, in networking events, one of the things that I think is very, very important in this day and time with work and home businesses is to network with the online groups that you have at your convenience. LinkedIn is a great place to connect with other people with similar backgrounds and similar businesses. Not only can you help each other with ideas and concepts and branding, you can help each other with, oh, well, I don't do that, but she does. So I'm going to recommend her to this client that needs this done. It's great when you make quality connections with people on LinkedIn. That can help you so much. As long as you put forth a good professional appearance on that social media forum, you will have great success in groups on there. Another thing is Facebook groups. Facebook has a ton of wonderful groups where people come together and share like interest. If you have a local swap shop on Facebook or a local crafting group on Facebook, that's a great place to market yourself to your community and also to outside communities. There are tons and tons of quality groups on Facebook that you can join. You don't know what to look for? Whatever your topic is, whatever your business is, look up and look in groups. If you're a plumber, look up plumbers. If you are a crafter, look up craft groups. You can choose from hundreds. Look and see what their info is, what the group title is, what the group slogan is, and decide if it actually fits your needs. Joining those groups, look at their rules, look at how other people engage, and then put yourself out there. It's a great place to make new connections and potentially drive sales to your business. Number three, brand yourself. This is very important when you are looking at being a successful work from home entrepreneur. You want to market yourself properly as a work from home business. You need to put a brand out there. As we've talked about in our first podcast about being successful as a work from home entrepreneur, you want to treat your business as a business. If this is not going to be a hobby you do here and there, and you really want to make a go of this, then you need to have a brand. You need your name branded. You need a business name, and you need to do all of the appropriate branding as far as taxes and tax ID numbers and taking care of things being on a brand level. That means you need to buy your domain and have a website. Even if you don't plan to post a whole lot there, you need a website with contact information. In this day and age, a website with your business name or your personal name, if you want to brand yourself, is very, very important. You really, really want to have that website out there. At the very least, have a homepage with contact us here with an email and a telephone number and your social media accounts. You can build on that website for e-commerce sales later on, but just start with a basic website right off the bat. You want to buy your own domain so it's secure in your name. You want to own your name, your brand, your business name. You want to do the same thing with social media. Your social media accounts that you use for your brand, you want to get an appropriate social media account for your brand on Facebook and for your brand on Pinterest or Instagram or Twitter. These are very important. Keep your brand name fluid across all. You want the same name. You want to make sure that your name is going to be something that is easy to recognize and easy to understand. You want a good quality brand name out there that's going to be easy. So if you're making bows for little girls' hair bows, you don't want your brand name to be You Brew My Tea. My brand name is not going to work to sell bows, but you could do girls' bows and things, kind of plain, but that it tells what your brand is. Another thing that you can do to brand yourself is to offer to speak out on your own behalf. This one is so important in so many different businesses. You can offer to go to conferences, to teaching situations, to craft fairs, and you can offer up to speak out on about what you're doing, what your brand is. For me, it may be I could go offer to speak at a blogging conference. I could go give 10 ways to make your blog more successful today. I can go speak about that. Or I could talk about how to make a successful podcast. Maybe I should go offer to speak about that at a blogging conference. It gets your name out there. It gets you more recognition by your peers in the business as well as potential clients in the future. Something that you could do easily if you are a crafter, if your business is doing crafts and selling crafts in your local community, you could go to your local craft store. Joann's, Hobby Lobby, Michael's, they all routinely offer in-store crafting events. You could offer to teach one of those, and then you can give a business card to everyone that comes to your class that has a link back to your website. While they may want to know how to do what you're doing, you can show them something, one of the simpler things that you do. But in the end, you're probably going to have more people and more business coming to you because they're going to look at your site and say, wow, I think I'm just going to buy that. So those are great ways to market yourself in your local community. You want to brand yourself. Put yourself out there. Put your name out there. Number four on our list of how to market your work at home business is to use your sphere of influence appropriately. This is a big one. If you decided to make a bunch of stuff and sell it, you decided to do duct tape crafts. This is something I did a few years ago. Sold quite a few bows and wallets and purses and all kinds of fun things using duct tape. It's really hot. It's really popular. It's tons of fun. We all love playing with colored and designed duct tape. If you want to market that, you can't just sit in your home office, make stuff, and have it sit on your desk. You have to get out there and show people and tell people. So to do that, you need to look at your sphere of influence. You can build a brand website. You can build social media sites. But until you have someone who starts liking that and sharing that, you can't just put it up there and expect people to come to you. You have to go to them. So start with your sphere of influence. Those are the people that you have connections with. Your friends, your family, the people that you are friends with on social media, your church, your local moms group, your local craft group, your local community groups, former coworkers, your boss, if you're still working full time. You can reach out to people at your daycare. If your children are in daycare or your children are in school, reach out to the teachers, the leaders, the aides, the helpers. Give them your business card. Let them know, hey, I'm making this, or hey, I'm available to do this. Hey, I clean homes now. And if you're looking for someone to come help you out and save you some time, here's my business card. Give me a call and I'll give you some rates. This is a way that you can market yourself and your work from home business very easily, and you can find success. You have to start somewhere. The first place to begin in marketing yourself is to use your sphere of influence, those people you already have a connection with. Now, you need to do this appropriately. This is the most important part of this. Do so appropriately. You don't want to flood your Facebook newsfeed every post, every day, 10 times a day. Look at me, look at my business, buy from me. Look at me, look at my business, buy from me. You don't want that. You do want to routinely, once or twice a week, put something out there and say, look, I have this new product available. Or, hey, check out my website. Or, hey, check out my Facebook page for my business. And you want to put it out there. You want to approach your women's group at your church and say, I know we're having the craft fair next month. Can I present my do-it-yourself products at the craft fair? Can I include my business? Can I put my business card in the grab bag at the Halloween trunk or treat that we just hosted? All of those things are polite ways of doing. And if someone tells you no, you say, thank you, I appreciate your time. Don't overdo it. Don't overextend. Don't ruin your sphere of influence by becoming that annoying business person who floods their feed, floods their inbox, floods their message box with, look at me, look at me, look at me, help me, help me, help me. Sometimes people just don't have a need for what you have to offer. As much as they may like you as a human being and you may be great friends, they just don't have any little girls that need frozen Olaf hoodies or sweatshirts that you've created. They may not have any children at all. It may not be something, but you politely say, hey, do you mind sharing my page with your friends? They may or they may not. Don't push. Use an appropriate level of tapping into your sphere of influence. As we look back at what we've talked about today, we were talking about how to market your work at home business. We want you to be successful. We've given you tips on how to do the jobs themselves, but now we want to give you some tips on how to get that business out there so others know you are doing it. Use social media appropriately. This is really important in this day and age. Use local and regional networking events. Offer yourself out there, connect with other people, connect with fellow business people, your peers, your competitors even. Brand yourself. Make sure that your brand is recognizable and it's the same across the board on all social media, on your website, on your business cards. And finally, use your sphere of influence appropriately. Please don't overdo that, but use it appropriately as needed. We want you to have success. Our goal at YouBroomIT is to give you the power to have success, financial freedom, and to be able to be a successful work-at-home entrepreneur. As we cover these topics each week, we want to look at different ways that you can improve your home business, that you can become successful, and that you can provide a financial freedom for you and your family. If you have questions, if you have suggestions, if you have comments about today's podcast, about podcasts you'd like us to see us cover in the future, please feel free to leave a comment on this blog post. Check out our links below for information on past podcasts. And also feel free to email us at khale@youbroomit.com. We're always available to answer your questions and we welcome your feedback on these podcasts. We hope that you too find yourself able to be a successful work at home entrepreneur using our tips today on how to market yourself as a work from home business.
And thank you for joining us for another installment of YouBroomIT.com. If you're a podcaster and would like more information about professional production done for your audio with openers, closers, music, voiceovers, or voice sessions, please check us out at DocBryce.com. That's Doc, B-R-Y-C-E.com, or email us at me@DocBryce.com.